Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting third, the left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Lake covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Kell moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Kell scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Lake reaches third base with a triple. Swift goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Perry Curran pinch hits for Fred Sanford. Perry Curran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walter Brown now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trout hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walter Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. Mullen moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Dick Wakefield. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Outlaw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Walter Brown. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Schultz moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Lake covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mullen strikes out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Swift reaches second base with a double. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Swift scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.